whatever, though. Notice when this whole thing is over, Jerry will not give you one pinpoint, and he cannot find his Sabbath in Scripture. He cannot pinpoint. We agree he rested the seventh day. We want to know, how do you find it, Brother Jerry? I mean, you know, if something carries the death penalty, he gives his commandments, statutes, and judgments. The commandment tells you to keep it. The statute tells you how to keep it. You got to find it. And the judgment tells you what will happen if you don't keep it. It's a death penalty. Why would we have to go outside of the Scripture and ask somebody when it's the seventh day, whenever it carries a death penalty, whenever we find all the rest of the holy convocations in the Scripture? And he says he appointed the moon for holy convocations. The weekly Sabbath is the first one listed there after six working days. You see, if you go by the Scripture, and I want to know something else here. Why come, if you strictly go by Exodus 23, starting, let's say, in the seventh month, don't add to the Scripture, don't take away, and just keep the days he said keep, and then work all the others. Why is it the weekly Sabbath falls on the 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th every time? All the way through the whole year. Like, start with the seventh month. It's easy to figure. Seventh month, the first day is New Moon Day. Then you work 6 days, then you can't go over 6 days. You got to rest the seventh day, which will be the 8th day of the month. I don't care how you slice it, the 8th day of the month. And then the 10th day, so you got the 9th is a work day, but then the 10th is another worship day. So you got your new moon worship day, then 6 work days. You got a worship day on the 8th day of the month. Then you work the 9th day for preparation for the 10th. You got another worship day on the 10th. Then you got the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th work days, but then the 15th's a worship day. And then you got 6 more work days, which would be the 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21. Then you got another worship day on the 22nd, which is the 22nd day of the month, 8th day from the 15th. Then you work 6 more days, you'll have another worship day on the 29th. Then, if you do like Ezekiel 41, don't count the new moon. You'll have back-to-back. Same way as the Jubilee year breaks up the 7 sevens of the years. See, it breaks up that cycle. Because the 49th year, you have a year of no work in the land. And then you also have a back-to-back year of no work in the land on the 50th year before you start counting the first working of the land on the 51st year again. A lot of people try to argue against that. But that, to me, that's stupidity. So, just like the Jubilees year breaks up the sabbatical years, the new moon breaks up the 6 working days. In other words, you've got a 6-day interval between your new moon and your first Sabbath. You got your new moon worship day, work 6 days. So you continue that through the whole year following the instructions of Yahweh, and all of your Sabbaths come out on the 8th, 15th, 22nd. I want to know why that is. Just don't add to or take away. I want to know why is it you can't find a Sabbath on any other day, and why was it when he made it known to Moses? You think it was just a coincidence? That's what y'all ought to say. It's just a coincidence it landed on the 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th, next to the 16th. And I noticed you hadn't responded to that, so you must have somebody woke you up. And I've been trying to tell you for 8 to 10 years that the Sabbath, you never would have admitted. I asked you the other day, you said that it could be in the first month on the 15th, which Deuteronomy proves it was, Deuteronomy 5, and you go to Deuteronomy 5, I think 15, it says it's the day that they went out of Egypt, and he said, therefore he commands you to keep the Sabbath day. Of course, number 33 and 3, we know that it was the 15th that they was thrust out of Egypt. Egypt's bondage there, thrust them out. That's why they had to eat it in haste, the Passover. And it was a week of Sabbath. He said, therefore he commands you to keep that day. So you cannot have the Sabbath 2 months in a row unless it was lunar weeks and lunar seventh days of the week. They changed the month, Brother Jerry. They changed from the Roman pagan calendar. They you don't mix sweet and bitter. You don't mix Yahweh's holy days on that calendar where you got Halloween, Easter, and Christmas, all that. Yahweh didn't put his holy Shabbat on the calendar. He appointed the moon for these things. And that way man can't tamper with them. And so you've got to use some understanding with scriptures. I want to hear you deal with Exodus 16 again. Unless you found out that you found out that it is, you need to tell us.
That's time, Brother Arnold. Okay.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, I'm thinking go to a verse, but this, see, when I go over to this verse, he's going to disagree that this is the, that this is the Sabbath. He's totally going to disagree with it. I can't get him to go over to Genesis and agree that the seventh day God will bless you, bless the seventh day, not the eighth day. If he'll leave the sequences out of it, folks, he's got the, look, sequences are no sequences. The seventh day started in Genesis, not the eighth day. What comes after eight? Now, I want him to answer me, or tell y'all, I really don't care if they answer me or not on this. It's the seventh day. I'm talking about from one to seven. It's the day God will bless. And then the day after that is the eighth day. Now, I want him to tell me that he believes that. Because if he does, I've just established a seventh day, the first Shabbat on the seventh day, if he's going to say that. Now, I'm going to say this again. I'm fixing to go over to a verse by the time, because I hope if I don't, I'll go over in a minute. In Genesis, from 1 to 6, 6 working days, and then the 7th day, that 7th day that comes after 6 is the day that God will bless sanctified, and the day that comes after that 7 is an 8. Now, which day did he bless? The 7th day or the day that comes after that 7th? Which day is on or is in the tables of, rolling the tables of stone in the fourth commandment? Is it the seventh day that Yahweh will bless and sanctify? Or is it the eighth day? Now, if it's the seventh day, I have just established my first Sabbath, and I'm fixing to go to my second one and show you a second one in just a minute. And that's what I'm after. I want to see. He keeps saying, I'm trying to show you now. Well, you got a Shabbat that rested on the seventh day, and you won't even agree with this. If you don't agree with this, you're not going to agree with the other times I'm fixing to take you to. Now, I want to see if you really believe that the seventh day y'all will bless there is the one he blessed. Now, the burden of proof is on the lunar Sabbath. The Sabbath's not on trial here. It's been here a long time. The lunar Sabbath teaching is the one, just like the 325 A.D. when they changed from the true Shabbat on the seventh day to the first day of the week. People need to go back and study about the planetariums. I've got proof that history shows in B.C. they destroyed Israel or Jerusalem on what's called Saturn, known as Saturday today, which was a Jewish rest day then. That was in B.C. Now, but what I want to do, I want to hear him say, I want to hear my brother say, that God will bless the seventh day, which is the seventh day, and the very next day after that was the eighth. And it was not blessed. Only the seventh day is in the tables of stone, and if he does, I've just established the first Shabbat. And that's all I'm asking. What is so hard? All I'm trying to do is establish the Sabbath. He keeps telling me to prove it. I'm trying to prove the first one before I go to the second one. The first one is here in Genesis. Does he actually believe it? I'm talking about the day after 7 would be 8. That's the day they always teach. 8, 15, 22, and 29. 8, 15, 22 and 29. From creation, the God will bless and rest on the seventh day. And the next day at 8, he didn't rest on it. I want to hear the lunar Sabbath teachers agree with this. If they do, then they're going to have to acknowledge that we just established our first Sabbath. Really, that's what I need to do before I go to my other one. I want to establish this one first. I believe anybody that's out there listening to this, you take your camp right now from Genesis. and you go day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, and day seven. Now, which day do y'all will bless and sanctify? Then, after the seventh comes the eighth. Then, which one is in the tables of stone? Eight or seven? Then, if the seven is, then that means...
All right, that's time, we're... Brother Jew.
Okay, like I said in the beginning, it's not how many questions you ask, it's how many you answer. I'm going to answer Jerry's questions. You notice he didn't answer my question. and they never do. Why and where was a weekly Sabbath pinpointed in Scripture on any other day than when it was made known to Moses, like Exodus 16? The seventh day of the week was on the eighth day of the month. There's a difference. Now, to answer this question in Genesis, I done told him, and he still ain't heard me. I'll tell him again. We believe that he rested the seventh day in Genesis. But we believe there was a space of time before the first work day. In other words, that first work day, where it says the evening and morning follows the first day, well, that means it wasn't the first day, but it followed the first day. And I need that scripture there where Judah followed Habakkuk or something. I don't know how to spell it. But anyhow, it says Judah followed, but it's the same word, Hayah, Judah was. So we know Judah wasn't Habakkuk. We know that Judah followed. Well, a Lunar Sabbatarian translator of Genesis would say that he created heaven and earth, and it was without form, void, darkness on the face of dirt. See, now, then Yahweh worked on his creation 6 days. He divided the light from darkness, and he called the evening and the morning. He said, and the evening, there was evening and there was morning, followed the first day. What is day? Day in Hebrew is a yom. It's letting you know there was a space of time, Brother Jerry, there before the first work day. So if the first evening and morning followed the first day, that would make it the second day. I know you ain't gonna get that. And then, when he rested the seventh day, after 6 work days, it would actually be the eighth yom, space of time. But it's the seventh day of the week, and the eighth sequence of events are space of time. Now, I answered your question, at least tentative. You may not like the answer, but there's another answer to show you that Genesis don't disprove lunar Sabbath, because you don't know what phase the moon was put in when he set up his calendar on day four. So you cannot disprove lunar Sabbath from Genesis, because you can't prove what phase it's in, and that's why you got to go out of Genesis and see all the pinpointed weekly Sabbaths that they were on these particular days. That's why if you follow the instructions of Leviticus 23, they'll be on these days that we're saying. That's why when you count the Pentecost, you see the Pentecost count proves lunar Sabbaths, because there's no way that the Hebrew-speaking Jews and the Greek-speaking Jews could be at Pentecost on the same day like it was in the book of Acts, with unless they kept lunar Sabbaths. And the reason for that is, the Septuagint clearly teaches, they begin to count to Pentecost from the morning of the Sabbath, which was the second day of unleavened bread, it says. And this is really irrefutable. This is the way Philo and Josephus done it. So they were there at Pentecost on the same day that the Hebrew-speaking Jews that counted the week of Pentecost from the morning of the weekly Sabbath. Because, see, the weekly Sabbath is the morning after the 15th. That's how they could be there on the same day in the book of Acts at Pentecost. Now, if Jerry could tell me what phase the moon was in there in Genesis, you know, you can't say, because the sun and moon was both on day four, so you can't say it's the first day of the year and first day of the month. Some people try to do that. So, Jerry needs to give me a pinpointed Sabbath. I've given him one there in Exodus 16. And he must have figured out it really was after all this time, because he ain't responded back to it. Now, Jerry, I answered your question. You may not like the answer. You can go to your other question in Joshua 5 or wherever you want to go to. But first you need to answer my question. Was that a weekly Sabbath when it was made known to Moses? And why did it just happen to be on them days? So, you know, we're going to go to the international dateline, the Jericho March. How did march around Jericho 7 consecutive days without marching on a week of Sabbath? This is an advanced march, a battle march. carrying the ark and all of this stuff and marching around there. See, with Lunar Sabbath, this problem goes away. So does the International Dateline. On one side of it, you've got Saturday, the first day of the week, Sunday, the first day of the week, and Saturday, the seventh day of the week on the other side, right across the street, under the same evening, the morning, same sunrise. Because you got a man-made dateline. This goes away also with Lunar Sabbath. You know, here's a major problem for you, Brother Jerry.
That's time, Brother Arnold. Okay, Brother Jerry.
All right. Of course, we believe and know for a fact, if you read Genesis, the fourth day is when Yahweh placed the greater light and lesser light, what everybody would call the sun and moon and stars. If you want the farthest that you could go back would be the first day. So then, just give a little bit here. The first day, which would be the first working day, that's when the moon, I don't believe this, but I'm just give them an answer. On the first day would have been the moon. It couldn't be before the first day, because there ain't no day before the first day. So then you would have the moon on the first day, then you'd have the second day, third day, fourth day. When the fourth day comes, would be the fourth phase, if you want to say that. Then the fifth phase. And then when you come to the seventh day, the Shabbat, it would have been in what you would call the seventh phase, or the moon passing. But if you go with the, doing it on the fourth day, then you would have the fourth day. Then you would have the fifth, sixth, and seventh. So that would make the seventh day being the fourth phase. You can't have a day before the first day. That's why the seventh day is blessed and sanctified. Going over to the book of Joshua, 5 and 10, it says, "And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal, and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plain of Jericho." Now, this is the 14th day. And the reason why is you go to your next verse, it says, "And they did eat." They did eat of the corn, of the old corn, and the word for old here is really the produce of the land on the morrow after the Passover. Now, the morrow after the Passover is going to be the 15th. Then it's, but they could, now you go over here to the, now follow this here, over to the book of Leviticus. You go to the book of Leviticus, let's start in the 23 and 10. It says, "Speaking of the children of Israel, and saying to them, when you become into the land which I give unto you," now this is going to be what we're talking about here in Joshua, "and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring in a sheaf of first fruit of your harvest unto the priest." Now in verse 11 it says, and he shall wave the sheaf offering before Yahweh to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Shabbat. The priest shall wave it. In other words, what you read in 23 and 10, they could not even eat of the land, or the fruit of the land. They couldn't do nothing until they done their Omer offering, or wave offering. The wave offering would come after the Shabbat, regardless of what you believe. It doesn't matter if you believe the 16. This is the problem, because when you go to what we call Judaism today, you go back to them, they start on the 16th day, which they acknowledge that it's not the Shabbat every time. Matter of fact, when you start searching some of this out, I ain't got time to get to it, I'll get to it here in a minute, when I come back on. I'll show you something about what some history says about this. But right here in the book of Leviticus, they, in 23 and 11, they had to do the wave offering on the morrow after the Shabbat, before they could eat of the land. When you get over here to the book of Joshua, 5 and 10, you take your Bible, it says, "And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening." Now, that word right here, 14th day, that you go to, as a matter of fact, the Israeli people that believe that the 16th, they acknowledge that this is the day that, in other words, when Joshua and them come in, this is the day that tomorrow after, they acknowledge that this was not their 16th, in other words. They acknowledge that this was the Passover day and the lamb was killed at Bain Harbagim. They acknowledge this in the book of Joshua because they understand how the Passover set up.
Okay, that's time, Brother Jerry.
Okay,
what we're going to do now is we've got about 30 minutes left. We're going to give Brother Arnold 10 minutes to ask questions to Brother Jerry. And then when that 10 minutes is up, we're going to give Brother Jerry 10 minutes to ask questions to Arnold so y'all can go back and forth here. So, Brother Arnold, you go ahead, and we're going to start your time now.
Well, I'll ask the questions for the people listening to tape, but he's not going to answer because he skipped over it again, and he's misleading on this word 14th at evening. That's the word Arab, Brother Jerry, and you know quite well that's the evening that ends today. That's not between the evenings, and you know that. In other words, it's the same over there in Exodus 12, think that's in the verse, Exodus 12 there, where it talks about that you keep the first day of unleavened bread on the 15th, but it begins on the 14th day at evening. That's talking about when the 14th ends. Now, the Passover, like you say, is killed on the 14th day between the evenings. But when Joshua didn't come in the land, it didn't say they kept the Passover on the 14th day between the evenings. It said they kept it on the 14th day at evening. That's your first day of unleavened bread, beginning of the 15th. And Joshua clearly, even Samuel Bakioki, clearly proves that this is speaking of the 15th. And he even uses that in his book, the God's Festival in Scripture and History, Part 1, the Spring Festivals, page 168 through 169. Now, Samuel Bakioki was a Saturday keeper, and he keeps it just like Brother Jerry and counts the week in there. Of course, he acknowledges that most of the Jews kept it the morning of the 15th, the counting of Pentecost, their weekly Sabbath. But in Joshua, a lot of people, like Brother Jerry's going to fix and try to do, tries to make that seventh day be on the 14th. Because, see, if they put it on the 15th, they got problems, serious problems. Because it says, like he said, the morning of the Sabbath, or Shabbat, they have to wave this wave offering, which we believe to be the 16th. That's the way the Jews always waved it. But he wants the 14th be the seventh day, and then they waved it on the 15th, and therefore, he's saying that it can't be a Shabbat. Well, see, the way sheep has never been waved on the 15th. That's absolutely, you cannot find nothing on that. Now, listen to this. The reason we know that the seventh day was not a weekly Sabbath like he's fixing to try to say it is, it's because if it was, then the seventh day of that month would have been a week of Sabbath also, right? I mean, deductive reasoning. If the 14th is a week of Sabbath, counting backwards, the seventh day. But guess what? When you count backwards there in Joshua, you'll find out that they were preparing victuals on that day. Because, see, that's always, seventh day is always preparation day. And the 14th is always preparation day, even in the crucifixion. Remember when it said the Sabbath drew on? Talk about the 15th. Well, if you go back and look at Joshua 1, where it talks about, it says that prepare your victuals, for within 3 days you're going to cross Jordan, right? Well, you find them crossing the Jordan on the 10th. Now, this puts, when they try to say that, it's just, you've got to learn to count. That's why I want to go to Exodus 16 when the Sabbath was first made known to Moses. See? And he don't want to look like go there, but just the other night he said that he eats quail on the 15th, got manna on the 16th. And he hadn't, all of these years, counted, he devoted his time trying to prove the 15th wasn't a weekly Sabbath instead of looking for the truth of the matter, because if he'd have went on and counted, just like here in Joshua, if you count backwards from the 14th, he commanded them to prepare the food on that seventh day of the month. Not the seventh day of the week, but the month. It was the sixth day of the week. See, the seventh day of the month is the sixth day of the week. Now, he said, for within 3 days, we're going to cross Jordan. If the seventh day of the month was not a week of Sabbath, neither could the 14th be, like he's still trying to say. And I've had people try to say it yet before. You know, in Joshua 1:11, he said that within 3 days, they'll cross Jordan, right? Then they crossed Jordan on the 10th. The 10th day of that first month. That's according to Joshua 3:2 and Joshua 4:19. It's absolute. And when you count 3 days backwards from the 10th, it puts you preparing on the seventh day of the month, which was not a weekly Sabbath, or they wouldn't have been doing it. And if it wasn't, the 14th was. So Samuel Bakayoko is right when he says that. And guess what? The Moed of the Sabbath and the Moed of the 15th, like the Jews count, it's one and the same thing. They had just lost their lunar months and their lunar weeks. Now, if Jerry Steele wants to go there, he can, but it's just conclusive. And all it is just a matter of counting. They're always trying to create a Sabbath somewhere where you can't pinpoint it, they ain't doing. Here's what Samuel Bakayoko says. He says, the Pharisees interpret the Sabbath as the festival day of Passover, and I see in its theme, which I do too. He said, which is the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Thus they weighed the first sheaf of barley on the following day, Nicene 16. And from that day they counted to Pentecost. The chief support for this, listen, interpretation comes from the Greek version of Septuagint. That's pretty good support. And they had to be there at the same time as the other people that didn't read the Septuagint, so that means they counted the Pentecost from the same day, the Moed of the Sabbath, the week of Sabbath, Moed of this thing, of Leviticus 23:11. Listen, the priest shall weigh the omer, he says, on the Moed of the first day of unleavened bread. This is what Septuagint tells. But in verse 15, it mentions the word Shabbat, and he says that word's used for the weekly Sabbath. In other words, he's acknowledging that the weekly Sabbath, but he thinks it's a mistranslation there, obviously, because the 15th is the Shabbat. He's wondering why it's calling the 15th the Shabbat. But anyhow, he goes on and says, he says, Philo and Josephus support this same tradition. Remember, they lived at this time when the temple was still standing. He said, Philo writes, within the festival of unleavened bread, there is another festival falling directly after the first day. In similar vein, Josephus writes, from the second day of unleavened bread, they count to Pentecost, okay? Now, indirect support, listen, for this interpretation is also found in Joshua 5:11. This is where Jerry's wanting to go. It says, on the morrow after Passover, on that very day, they ate of the produce of the land. A lot of people don't know that Passover is referred to not only the 14th, but also the 15th. And I got scripture if I can find them for that. But where the 15th is the whole feast is referred as Passover and the whole works. And then he said, hey, unleavened cake, and parched corn grain, and the manna ceased on the morrow when they ate of the parts of the land. He said the parched grain was obviously, Brother Jerry, was obviously fresh grain from the spring harvest that could be eaten only after the offering of the first sheaf of barley. This suggests that the offering of the weight sheaf was made on the day after Passover, Nicene 16. In other words, he's calling Passover the 15th, which marked the beginning of the day to count the Pentecost. Now, this is a scholar, this is a 7 day that wrote the book from Sabbath to Sunday. I wish I could have got him before he died, but anyhow, he's just naming unrefutable historical evidence that this is the way they done it. And he goes on and says that most of the Jews do it this way. Of course, we know he keeps it counting the other way because he don't understand that the Moed of the 15th is the Moed of the week of Sabbath. And that's what people have problems, big problems. And anyhow, as far as the questions, hopefully Brother Jerry agreed to do this again the next, let's see, Wednesday. When's your broadcast, Jerry? Wednesday? He's gone, I guess.
Yeah.
Wednesday. We can have another hour.
That's fine.
Okay, well, we'll go another hour. Because we're not going to get it all in here. But anyhow, look, there's too much irrefutable evidence. Listen what Philo said. Now, he's a Levite priest. His writings is very important. He says, in the Decalogue, chapter 30, 158, 159. He said, in the fourth commandment, the one about the seventh day, he said, we must not look upon any other light than summary of all the laws relating to festival and of all the purified rites and all of that on each of them. Listen, he says, and speaking of the seventh here, I mean both, that which is combined with the number six, the most generative of all numbers, and also that which without being combined with the number six is added to it. And he goes on, he says that these, both of these seventh days are during the 2 7-day feasts. In other words, you have one seventh day that begins the feast, and then that's not with the number six, and then you have another seventh day that comes after the number six. He says all through his writings and teaches that the weekly Sabbath was by the phases of the moon. It's just irrefutable. And that's what we'll have to probably go into on our next time. But he was an eyewitness. And he was chosen to lead a delegate to Rome over the persecuting of the Jews. And there's no scripture that teaches that the Messiah and the Jews kept a different Sabbath day. They kept the same Sabbath day. There was no controversy about that.
Okay, that's time, Brother Arnold. All right, Brother Jerry, we're going to give you 10 minutes and
right.
The time with Arnold. You can ask questions if you like.
I think what we'll do, I'm going to give Arnold some of my time here, because he said something. Philo does not say nowhere that the Sabbath is governed by the moon. I'll tell you what Philo does say. Philo says that the seventh day was reoccurring intervals of 6 days. Reoccurring intervals. He also says that the Shabbat day is the birthday of the world, and that it is actually, I'm trying to find my paper here, that tells that it's like the mother of it all, the Shabbat now. If you will take, I challenge anybody to go and look up Philo. Philo himself also believes that the cycles of the moon was only in 20-day phases. And then it went into the 29th and 30th. He also believes it's in 30-day days. I've got the paper right here before me of Philo. Now, I hope you know all of my time. Don't you show me over there. I got a Philo book. Don't you show me.
Okay, Terms of the Decalogue, chapter 20.
Read it.
That is it.
Read it.
All right, I'm documenting what I'm saying. You need to document it.
No, go ahead and read it.
All right, it says the fourth commandment has reference to the sacred seventh day, that it may be passed in a sacred and holy manner. Some states keep the holy festival, talking about the Sabbath, only once in the month, counting from the new moon as a day sacred to Yahweh. But the nation of the Jews keep every seventh day regular after each interval of 6 days. In fact, this interval, you got your new moon, 6 day interval.
Where does it say about the moon? Because first of all,
right there, what I just read.
It doesn't say it's following the moon.
Yes, it does.
It does not say, read it again. It's
all
not
right,
saying it's following the moon.
Listen, has reference to the sacred seventh day that it may be passed in a sacred and holy manner. Some states keep it only once a month, counting from the new moon. In other words, they keep it four times a month. These people, how are they finding the Holy Sabbath, Jerry?
They're the ones that...
He didn't say it's Holy Sabbath. He said they're
praying
the Holy Sabbath, but they only do it once a month.
Read it again. It's not saying, though, to keep the Sabbath follows the moon. It's saying that there's some that follows the moon only keeps the Sabbath once. He's not... And then he shows them that keep the Sabbath follows occurring 6 days. Read that again.
Okay, listen.
You have interpreted that wrong.
Well, maybe I have. Do you?
Read it again.
Listen.
Read it again.
He said the fourth commandment has reference to the sacred seventh day, that it may be passed in a sacred and holy manner. Some states keep the holy festival only once in the month. Counting for the new moon.
I agree with that. Keep it going. Keep it reading.
Okay. As a day sacred to Yahweh. But the nation of the Jews keep every seventh day regular after each interval of 6 days.
Okay, hold it right there.
All right.
You know what? I've got another paper here. See, it's how you word things with people. I've got a thing right here that talks about this, how the recurring of six working days, just like you just said when you just read it then. It says that the sacred Sabbath day, after each recurring interval, now this is talking about a different book, interval of 6 days, which some have, not dominated the Virgin. This is talking about the Shabbat being governed by 6 days. They were, the Book of Jubilee teaches that anybody, this day we're living in right now, if God will bless a particular day and sanctify it, and that moon was put there, should not the month after creation, the second month after creation, should not they be keeping that same seventh day? Yes or no?
We keep the same seventh day they kept in Scripture.
No. I tell you what, do on everybody that's listening, take them a calendar. Set your calendar up. Write 7 on, write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then go 8, 9 till you get to 29, 30 days. Because I believe all of them set up on 30 days. You go to your second month. I want you to send me a calendar. Another calendar on. I want you to send me one for the 30 days plus 2 weeks. I want you to set it up from creation and run it this whole month out in creation. You can give me 2 weeks after creation. And I guarantee you, you won't be keeping the same Sabbath day, and you won't be keeping the seventh day God will bless, because when you go into your eighth day, you're going to be working on it. See, I have tried to get y'all to send me a calendar.
Sent you one.
All right. Send me it. I've got it. I've already got it. We can put it on the, matter of fact, by Sunday, our website will be up on Sunday. It may be up by tomorrow. But I want you to send, I want you to send me a calendar and give it to me so I can put it on the website by next Wednesday when we get back on here. If you don't give me one, I'm not getting on here if you give me one.
I'll give you anything you want.
Okay. I want you to give me a calendar starting. Now, I want to set up and show me where the seventh day is at. Show me the next work day after the seventh day. Show me the same work day that's supposed to be kept all that month. Then go into your second month of 2 weeks and show me the day that that God will bless and sanctify.
And I want you to answer my question, Exodus 16, too, if you will.
Okay. Go ahead. I tell you what.
Finish your 10 minutes first.
Yeah, you got 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
That's a long 10 minutes,
You said that the word Arab, and it's not. It's the word called Ba'arab, which is totally different than just the word Arab. In the book of Joshua, the word is Ba'arab again. When this word is used, it's used, in other words, if you come to, this is not talking about coming to the 14th day, going into the 15th here. When it talks about tomorrow after the Passover, the 14th, tomorrow after the 14th is the tomorrow after the 14th, which is the 15th. The only way they could eat of the grain was to be able to offer up the Omer offering, which would have had to fall then on the Shabbat fell on the 15th, on 14th this time. The only way they could fulfill to fulfill what was said in Leviticus 10:23-14. And the reason that you can't accept this is because if you do, so you've got to do away with that 14th. If you do, then you know. But see, what people out here listening to is this, brother. They don't know about the Sadducees and the Pharisees. You got them thinking, hey, Josephus and Philo were not lunar keepers. They were of what you would call the Hillel and also some my schools which taught that the sixth day was not always going to be the weekly Shabbat. That's what you're not telling these people. That is exactly what you're not telling. I was hoping I could get into that, and I can get into the 16th chapter of the book of Leviticus, because this is what your question is to me. If the 15th is not a Shabbat, well, what about the sixth working day? I mean, feeding God on sixth work, feeding the children of Israel. But over here in the book of Joshua, if people would read this, the only way they could offer up their Omer offering was had to be on Shabbat. The Shabbat happened to fall on the 14th here. This is known even in the Dead Sea Scrolls. I've got history about the Dead Sea Scrolls, how they were set up. Even the Pharisees and the Sadducees were different, but they believed in the same Sabbath. This is what the people are not being told. But that calendar, and have I went over his time?
Oh, sir, you got 15 seconds.
I didn't take the time up.
Please.
This is why it's so important. See, it's like jumping into something. I'm going to teach on the Pharisees and the Sadducees and show the people that you've got to understand
okay,
how they
that's
believe.
Time there, brother.
All right, go ahead.
All right, we're going to
hold on.
Don't have brother Arnold, hold on. We don't have just a few minutes left, so I'm going to give you both 3 minutes apiece, and then y'all can finish it out after that.
Okay, what I want you to show me, Jerry, is the week of Sabbath in Scripture that's on a different day. And you got him fall Sabbath on the 14th. You do not have a commanded no work day fall on a commanded work day. Now, the 14th is a commanded work day, a very busy day. It's a preparation. They have to kill the Passover and everything. That's major problems with lunar Sabbath. And if you said I don't teach it, it'd be malpractice if I teach it. Some stuff like what you're saying. And I told you if you count backwards from the 14th, you'll find out that they were preparing vigils on the 7th day of the month. So if the 7th day of the month wasn't a Sabbath, the 14th couldn't be in Jerry. And you can holler about that day there. It's like the day in creation. The evening and morning was the first day. That ain't the word for between the evenings. And so, you know, look, I'm going to refollow right quick. The fourth commandment has rest of the sacred. I'm going to show you how we do it exactly like Philo described it. We count from the new moon, we count 6 day intervals, then we rest the 7th. Then we count 6 more intervals and rest the 7th. We keep every 7th day after 6 work day intervals, Brother Jerry. We just don't count the new moon in our count. And Philo didn't either. I'll show you where Philo listed in a completely different feast altogether. He did not count the new moon. It was a sacred day. You can't count it as one of the 6 work days. It's just an absolute. But I got other scriptures too to follow, and I've got other places. I'll get it. Like I said, we might have to do this for a long while. We might not get it done the next hour and a half, you know. But we're getting it. But I got a lot of stuff that I want to bring out. How much time I got, Matthew?
About 1 minute.
Oh, good. Okay. I want to find out. I want you to answer too next week. You know how that. See, even the Universal Jewish Encyclopedia, even the Jews admit, Brother Jerry, that the weeks were originally by the moon, and it also admits that the Sabbath that they're keeping now, they don't know where it come from. And this is in the Universal Jewish Encyclopedia. I got a 1943 edition, but it's in a 1905 Jewish Encyclopedia. But a rabbi, Max Joseph, and he says that the new moon was originally the Sabbath was risen by the faces of the moon. And then also a man named Cohen, he's director of research, and he said the weeks were by the moon. And he said they got to count 1 through 7, put more emphasis on the number 7, and it became divorced from the moon. And now this is straight out of the horse's mouth. Now, it ain't only the Jewish encyclopedia, but I've got hundreds of rest. People go to our website, lunarsabbath.info. LunarSabbath.info, and check his information, and be sure to listen to next week. We need some local
okay.
time.
That's time. Okay. We're going to give Brother Jerry 3 minutes, and then y'all two can finish it out. Go ahead, Brother Jerry.
All right. Yeah, well, You know, I've got all the history about the Jewish encyclopedia, the encyclopedias. What you got to do is read up above, read below. What they do, without getting in all that, when you get over to studying, this is, there's not a encyclopedia nowhere that teaches other than one day. When you go back to B.C., you find out that when they found the Dead Sea Scrolls, they become very valuable. The Dead Sea Scrolls did. This is why, even in the Dead Sea Scrolls, they're called, the Sadducees were the ones, and the Pharisees, this is what the people are not really recognizing. They kept, the Sadducees kept the Shabbat. In other words, if, let's say that a Passover fell on it, what we would call the second day of the week, or the third day, any time. If it fell on the third day of the week, or the second day of the week, which would be the 14th, then the next day will be the 15th. The Sadducees would wait till the week of Shabbat and keep it. Then the Pharisees would go, if the Passover fell on the, let's say on the second day or any day of the week other than Shabbat, let's say. The very next day will be the 15th. Then the day after that is going to be the 16th, and that's when they would offer up their Omer offering. The argument in B.C. at the time of the Maccabees and all this was not the Shabbat. I got history on that proves this. Josephus proves this. If Josephus acknowledges that even though he kept a 16th, which would fall on it mostly on an annual Shabbat, which is what you call a feast day. See, and that's the next thing. Y'all are accepting days that Sabbath. I'll give you an example. If you just stayed with Exodus without going over to the book of the 23rd chapter of the book of Leviticus, you wouldn't have a Shabbat. You do not tie your Shabbat until you go to your, far as keeping the Omer offering is what I'm saying, until you go to the 23rd chapter of the book of Leviticus where Moses directs how to do it. But what the people are not understanding is that there's two different schools. One of them was Hillel, other was Shammai. Neither one of them taught a lunar subscribe.
Okay, that's time, Brother Jerry. Okay, y'all can end it how you want to.
How much time we got now?
We've only got 3 minutes till the broadcast is over.
Well, I need to tell them, announce, what time do we come on, the next, time? We'll finish it up.
Are you going?
What time you come on Wednesday, Jerry?
9:30. Let me ask you something.
9:30 to what?
Are you going to have me that calendar? I'm going to
have you everything you want more.
Okay. I want that.
But it starts at 9:30, and Brother Johnson, we want to thank them again for giving us
that
time.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely appreciate that.
9:30, and that'll go to what, 11:30? No, 9:30. Yeah, 10:30, 11. Go to 11. Okay, y'all be ready, too. And I want to say this, too, about our website is lunarsabbath.info, and you can give them yours, Jerry. But Josephus and Philo both counted their weeks to Pentecost from the 5th, from the 16th. How did they get there at the same time as the Hebrew-speaking Jews, Brother Jerry, that counted from the Moed to the week of Sabbath, unless the 15th was the week of Sabbath?
Very simple. Because the Sadducees went from the morrow after the weekly Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
When we go to the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Dead Sea Scrolls.
I want to get there.
They had. I've got them right here before me. I've got a
Yeah, they put, got, they prove lunar Sabbaths too.
Oh well, we'll see if they do. We'll definitely see if they do.
I guarantee they do.
Did you know that the Dead Sea Scrolls, that the Sadducees, which were come from a man named Bathosium or somebody like that, who was all this ties back into Sadok, who was the high priest, means righteousness. the Sadducees believed in when the Passover fell, like the Messiah. Let's just say this: the Messiah died on what we would call a Wednesday. Just better for most people to understand.
Well, you Christians read from the Septuagint. You know that, don't you?
But, yet again, the Septuagint. Well, that's all right. It doesn't matter.
They had to begin to count the Maori to the Sabbath on the 16th.
But when you go to history, they went.
It's according to what
group they are. So, matter of fact,
Philo was a Levite priest, Brother James.
Josephus, I've got Josephus right here that acknowledges that
he counted just like.
Josephus acknowledges that there was a man left the Pharisee sect, went to the Sadducees, and they had a Shabbat that this time it says that the Pentecost fell next to a Shabbat.
Right. That's correct.
And the only way it could have done it was be a Sadducee doing it.
No, I got a different count. Pentecost.
Well, it wouldn't matter. When we go to Dead Sea Scrolls, we're going to
see. I believe Josephus. Our Pentecost falls next to the Sabbath, too.
I tell you what, Josephus is. If y'all did, why did Josephus say that they're spelling only in his spit, in other words? That's what I'm trying to do. Josephus said different than what you just said.
Bring that quote tomorrow, next debate, and we'll discuss it.
Hey, Josephus said totally what you just said.
It's over.